This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives endorses appropriation bill with majority. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma says government brought appropriation bill to implement the common programs of the coalition government. Ward-level convention of Nepali Congress being held in 7 districts today. Standing committee meeting of CPN-EML approves 3 separate reports to be presented during statute convention. And several killed in a mass shooting at a Russian university. Now the news in detail. The session of the House of Representatives yesterday endorsed the appropriation bill. The meeting passed the proposal tabled by Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma seeking the endorsement of the bill with a majority. The document was passed amid the obstructions from the main opposition party CPN-UML. The UML lawmakers resorted to demonstrations once yesterday's session had convened. Finance Minister Sharma clarified that the replacement bill was brought to implement the coalition government's common programs. The finance minister on the 10th of September had presented the bill to replace the ordinance budget announced by the previous government led by the CPN-UML. Similarly, the meeting of the House of Representatives also approved 2 bills yesterday. The House meeting approved the bill, the finance bill and the bill to mobilize internal loans that were presented by Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma. Finance Minister Sharma said general changes have been made to the budget in line with the government's policy of transforming the revenue-based economy to a production-oriented one. Speaker Agnes Prasad Sapkota has fixed 23rd of September for the clause-wise deliberations on the finance bill. The Nepali Congress is holding its ward-level conventions in 7 districts today. The Central Election Committee of the party said ward-level conventions would be held in Sindhupalchuk, Kabrepalanchuk, Kathmandu, Bajura, Kapilbastu, Bardia and Morang districts today. The Nepali Congress has already held ward-level conventions in 57 districts. According to the party's Central Election Committee, the ward-level conventions in remaining 13 more districts would be held soon after holding today's conventions. The Standing Committee meeting of the CPN-UML has endorsed 3 different reports to be presented in the statute convention. Party spokesperson Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai said the meeting held in Lalitpur yesterday endorsed a proposal related to the statute amendment, a political report and an organizational report. The standing committee members are reported to have put written and oral suggestions over the reports. Spokesperson Bhattrai further said the central committee meeting had been called for 24th and 25th of September to further discuss the endorsed reports. The statute convention of CPN-UML is scheduled to be held from 1st to the 3rd of October. The government of Nepal has begun the implementation of the roadmap relating to energy, including in the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pomba Busal, unveiled Nepal's roadmap for achieving the Sustainable Development Goal 7, which is related to the access to clean energy. The roadmap aims to provide access to affordable and clean energy to all Nepalese by the year 2030, increase the amount of renewable energy and increase energy efficiency. On the occasion, Minister Busal stressed the need for collaboration among development partners and other stakeholders to achieve sustainable development goals. The government has urged the opposition to play a responsible role in running the federal parliament. Speaking to reporters after yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said important bills brought by the previous government itself were being blocked by the same party that was leading the government at the time. Likewise, Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma said he was continuing dialogues with the opposition for creating a cordial atmosphere. Meanwhile, Chief Whip of the main opposition party, CPNUML, Bishal Bhatrai, claimed that the parliament was obstructed to oppose the working style of the speaker rather than the agenda presented in the parliament. Finance Minister Jonathan Sharma has said Nepal needed additional assistance from the World Bank to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. In a meeting held with representatives of the World Bank at the Finance Ministry yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma expected the World Bank's additional support to revive the country's economy, ensuring COVID-19 vaccines to all the citizens. The minister also applauded the World Bank support to Nepal. On the occasion, World Bank Executive Director Mohammad Hassan Ahmed vowed to facilitate Nepal's proposal to increase assistance. The Asian Development Bank has approved a $60 million loan as additional support for the ongoing electricity grid modernization project in Nepal. The ongoing project, approved in November 2020, is automating 34 existing grid substations across Nepal. ADP Principal Energy Specialist for South Asia, Jeevan Acharya, said the additional financing would scale up ADP support to provide reliable, efficient and sustainable energy supply in Nepal. The CPN Unified Socialist has formed its working committee in 55 districts. Chief of the Publicity Department of the party, Jagannath Katiyora, said the party would expand the committee to remaining 22 districts soon. He also said the party would launch a nationwide campaign to run party's political activities for expanding and strengthening its departments, sister organizations and related commissions. A total of 2,956 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. The corona recovery rate now stands at 95.8% in the country. Likewise, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,095 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Similarly, 8 corona-related deaths were confirmed yesterday. The death toll due to COVID-19 has reached 11,048 in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 6 people have been killed as a student opened fire at a university in the Russian city of Perm. Sources said this was the second mass shooting in Russia this year. The suspect was detained shortly after launching the attack on Monday morning at Perm State University, which is about 1300 east of the capital, Moscow. Russia's investigative committee said the attacker had been identified as a student at the university. The death toll had previously been stated as 8 but was later revised to 6. The United States is easing its coronavirus travel restrictions, reopening to passengers from the United Kingdom, European Union and other nations. From November, foreign travelers will be allowed to fly into the US if they are fully vaccinated and undergo testing and contact tracing. The US has had tough restrictions on travel in places since early last year. The move answers a major demand from European allies and means that families and friends separated by restrictions can be united. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and far western province, and at few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the last 24 hours, maximum temperature was 29.3 degrees Celsius and minimum was 20.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. House of Representatives endorses appropriation bill with majority. Finance Minister Jonardhan Sharma says government brought appropriation bill to implement the common programs of the coalition government. Ward-level convention of Nepali Congress being held in seven districts today. Standing committee meeting of CPNUML approves separate reports to be presented during statute convention, and several killed in a mass shooting at a Russian university. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.